Skagway School went through some major changes this year. A spike in enrollment gave the district extra funding to hire more teachers, expand programs, and implement single-grade elementary classrooms. There are two open seats on the board that will make decisions about where the school district goes from here. Three candidates are vying for the two school board positions. There's one thing all three candidates agree on. Skagway School District is doing great.
So what do you think the school district is doing well?
Everything.
That's Skagway business owner and school board member Mark Smith. He was appointed to a vacant spot on the board a year ago and wants to continue his service.
Dr. Coffin, the superintendent, has got a really good grip on what's going on at that school in the last couple of years since he's been in charge. It has been going great.
Darren Belial has a similar perspective.
Skagway School has a name in the state right now as being one of the better schools.
Belial is a manager for Alaska Power and Telephone, and he's been on the school board since 2002. The only newcomer out of the three candidates is Jamie Bricker. Bricker works for White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad and is a lifelong Skagway resident.
I think the current board and superintendent and staff there have a vision of their own that is very solid, and it's evident in where they've taken the school from 10 years ago to where it is today.
How the school district could improve is a more difficult question for the candidates. Smith says sport facilities like the softball field could do with an upgrade. Both Bricker and Belial say the school could do more to encourage community involvement. Belial also thinks the district should prioritize helping students who aren't on the college track.
And I've been pushing to get a voc ed program going in Skagway School for a number of years, and we've been working with the municipality the last couple years to try and build a new voc ed building at the school.
Belial says that's the main reason he wants to stay on the school board another term, to see that project through. One of the major decisions the board made in the past year was to switch from combined to single grade classrooms in grades K through 6. An increase in enrollment and funding prompted the change. Belial and Smith say voting for the switch was an easy decision. Here's Smith.
You've got less students per teacher, so obviously you're going to get more attention per student.
When asked if she supported the move to single grade classrooms, Bricker said she could see benefits to both options. She said her sixth grade son is still adjusting to the smaller size classroom.
And he's been so used to having friends and peers from lower grade levels and higher grade levels in the classroom that he misses them. But I also think, and he's said as much, that it's nice to have such, you know, intimate one-on-one interaction with teachers.
If the enrollment trend were to reverse, the school board would have to figure out what programs and teachers to retain with less money to spend. Belial remembers having to make hard decisions when that happened several years ago.
The past, I hope it doesn't rear its ugly head again. But it's just, you know, you got to go through and see what programs are really helping the most amount of students.
None of the candidates pointed to specific areas they thought should be cut first if there was a budget shortfall. Here's Smith.
But we get a lot of help from the city of Skagway, so I think we'll be all right even if the numbers do fall.
Smith said the school is going in a good direction, and he doesn't think there's anything to worry about. He said he wants to continue serving on the school board to give back to the community. Belial wants to continue work on the voc ed building. He said he brings years of experience to a fairly young board. And Bricker said she brings insight as a parent and a graduate of Skagway High School herself. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.